This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Summertime fishing is going strong. We are also only just a couple weeks away from the first of our hunting seasons, and it's also time to start thinking about some of your hunting permits. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors Program. Well, we do indeed have some great fishing at area local lakes, as well as in our big three Corps of Engineer reservoirs. Anglers are catching a variety of fish and enjoying some very good action, even though summertime is in full swing. And as we mentioned, it is again time to try for deer, turkey, and dove permits. Unsuccessful applicants, non-residents, and anyone who has not applied for or received a dove hunting permit may now apply on the DNR website for a date from the remaining open areas and dates. This is for dove hunting. This opportunity ends July 15th. Applications from non-residents and any Illinois residents who have not yet received a permit can apply for a wild turkey fall shotgun permit through late August, and residents will be given preference for the permits allocated in the second lottery drawing. And the random daily drawings for wild turkey permits begin in September. Anyone who does not have a permit, who are those who have been issued one permit, may participate in the random daily drawing. So there's an opportunity there. Also, resident firearm and muzzleloader deer hunters applying for the 2014 season permits for the first lottery drawing may now check the status of their permit online through the DNR website. And that's at www.dnr.illinois.gov. The deadline to apply for the second lottery for firearm and muzzleloader only deer permits was June 30th for residents and non-residents. Random daily drawings, however, will begin August 12th. And for information, check the hunting link on the homepage of the DNR website, and that is again www.dnr.illinois.gov. Also, Illinois Conservation Police officers cited 14 boaters for boating under the influence during last weekend's Operation Dry Water campaign. Operation Dry Water is a nationwide event to raise awareness and provide additional enforcement of laws prohibiting the operation of a boat under the influence of alcohol or drugs. 75 Illinois Conservation Police officers were on duty statewide during the weekend of Operation Dry Water, which was June 27th through the 29th. During that time, they made contact with 472 boaters. The highest blood alcohol content level measured over the weekend was 0.231. Officers also issued 259 boating safety warnings, so lots of things happening there as far as boating goes. And we did lose a former IDOC director, David Kinney, who served as director of the Illinois Department of Conservation from 1977 to 1984, passed away June 27th at the age of 92. According to Department of Natural Resources Director Mark Miller, he reflected on the life of David Kinney and don't nearly remember all of his accomplishments, but they do see them every day. He says, "We continue to enjoy the benefits of David's vision and hard work for years to come." Now, according to Miller, the Jake Wolf Fish Hatchery was completed, as were other key facilities during Kinney's tenure as the director of the Illinois Department of Conservation, which is now recognized as the IDNR. His legacy also includes serving as director of the Illinois Historic Preservation Agency. Kinney was also a dedicated conservationist whose interests spanned from many different disciplines. So he'll be sadly lost, and we do see his efforts every day here in Illinois. And that pretty well wraps things up for the news. We're going to take a look at the fishing at each of Illinois' three large core lakes in just a few minutes. Okay, we're back, and summertime has brought some hot summer fishing action to each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. At Carlisle Lake, right now the action has been very good for catfish, and they're also catching quite a few white bass as well. The catfish have been very active in the lake. Trout lines have been producing, as well as anglers drifting with bait shrimp. The trout liners are using leeches and night crawlers, and pull-and-line anglers are also having success using a variety of commercial catfish baits. The crappie action still fair to good depending upon the day. Crappie are moving back out and they're fishing anywhere around 8 foot deep in the brushes and stumps. And as we mentioned, the white bass action has been good. They're fishing the humps and flats with cranks or slab spoons coupled with curly tails. In the tail waters right now, still some very good catfish action. There have been particularly good in the evening and morning hours on crawlers and cheese baits. Flatheads have been showing up in fairly good numbers as well on live baits. And they're still seeing some nice crappie from the spillway. Minnows minnows and tube jigs are producing right now. The sauger bite, still pretty good, particularly when they're flowing quite a bit of water. The sauger bite has been very active from the boat or bank. Anglers are using a lot of crankbaits, while bank fishermen are doing fine on curly tails coupled with some type of live bait. And the white bass action rated good at times, mostly on inline spinners coupled with a curly tail or tube jigs. At Lake Shelbyville, fishing guide Steve Welch says the lake has fallen about an inch this past week, but remains about 3 foot over summer pool and is quite clear with water temperatures anywhere around the 80 degree mark. They're tearing up the crappie fishing in the thermocline. The north end of the lake, they're fishing anywhere from 10 to 13 feet down in about 15 feet of water. In the south end of the lake, they're fishing 15 to 18 feet down in much deeper water. Minnows fished under a slip bobber are still the best bet. You can match the exact depth and keep the boat away from the tops of the bushes. These fish are very spooky in the clear water. They say they're boating a 3 or 4 man limit every day for about 3 weeks now and catching close to maybe 200 a day. It's, you need to catch that many to get that many keepers. The white bass are biting in the flooded smart weeds, and it's particularly if you've got a good wind blowing in them. They've got some big walleye in recent weeks fishing blade baits in the weeds, and the best bet is to fish the edges of the flats in about 10 feet of water and cover water. They're back pulling bottom bouncers and spinners with minnows on them and covering a lot of water. If you get into a school of white bass, it's a ball because they fight really good. Anglers are also finding some pretty good success fishing for largemouth bass in the morning, particularly in the morning hours. Spinner baits, buzz baits, all types of crank baits working well, and the bluegill bite still showing up in fairly good numbers. At Wren Lake in the state's southern reaches, the summer crappie bite has been good. The spawn is over and the fish are moving still into deeper water. Both jigs and minnows have been producing fish. Most anglers are tipping their jigs with a minnow. Red seems to be, or maybe even a red chartreuse has been working very well. Stake beds and brush piles in about 4 to 13 feet of water producing some of the better fish. You can expect to catch several small fish in between keepers. Some fish are being caught under the Gun Creek 154 Bridge and the Sailboat Harbor Bridge. And the catfish bite, it has been superb. Catfish are spawning in shallow waters, and some have moved back into deeper water. Fishing in front of the buckbrush or along the rocks on Highway 154 will produce spawning fish. You can anchor and pull in line fish or use jugs and trot lines on Wren Lake. Both have been very effective. As the fish move back into deeper water, drifting is a very productive technique. You kind of need to use the wind as your advantage and drift across the lake while dragging a bait across the bottom. And the bass are spread out as they end their spawn. Some bass are being caught in 1 to 4 feet of water, while others are being caught on jigs and crankbaits along the rocks and off the corners of the bridges in about 12 feet of water. Black and blue jigs are always a favorite on Rend, and spinner baits in the shallows have been producing fish as well. The bass, are just as we mentioned, they're spread out, and you're going to catch a few here and a few there. There's just no big concentrations. And the bluegill, they're shallow and being caught in the backs of most necks. Red wigglers in the backs of the necks will produce the better action. The last few years, there have been a number of nice-sized bluegill caught. The Rend is not known for bluegill, but it seemed to be improving. The fish are looking bigger, and they've moved out to the next and can be caught shallow along the rocks and under the bridges. So lots of good fishing to be found at Illinois' three large core lakes, as well as our own local waters. And it's not very far until we'll start seeing some hunting action starting. So lots of things happening on the outdoor scene. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.